We were worried because we heard you got detained and you were in handcuffs. What happened?
Well, no, it's not that. It's a lovely country, but they like forms, and it's a very bureaucratic place. So getting in and out of the country requires much stamping and of forms and looking in your eyes and reading, filling out things that I realized I just filled out a form that took about 15 minutes to fill out that someone threw immediately into a pile on the floor without looking at. So yeah. I'm not sure about the system, but, you know, so if they do look it up, I'm sure they won't come again.
Well, it was maybe that big bag of cash that you've been carrying around. It's a little seedy.
I got to tell you, yesterday, one of our adventures yesterday, I'm with a crew shooting the Guerrero stuff down here. We have a drone, and we flew a drone yesterday in the middle of Santo Domingo, about 5 minutes into flying, to shoot this monument in the middle of town for kind of a scenic. And we realized we were flying it right over the Ministry of Defense for the Dominican Republic, which had like soldiers and guns and anti-aircraft stuff, and yet no one really kind of. Eventually, they had one of the ceremonial guards kind of walked over from the monument and said, "You know, you probably should take that drone down because someone might shoot at that."
Yeah, yeah. See that thing? No, you don't want it. So. Did you, was it a successful mission? Because we know how long this has been in the works.
Well, yes. You know, we did meet the great man, Vladimir Guerrero Sr. at his mansion. And he did turn up, but it was interesting. He's an interesting cat. He kind of rises about the crack of noon and he stretches, and he kind of then goes and sits outside for a while, and he made us wait for our main interview. So that took about half a day. But then he did sit down with us and we had the interview. And then we did a few other things with him. But by yesterday, we were told that it had been very stressful and he'd done more for us than he'd done for anyone ever. And therefore, he couldn't do any more. So that's why we were shooting scenics in Santo Domingo yesterday with a drone.
Interesting.
And what's the name of his his handler again? What is his name?
Oh, Virgilio, yes.
Right.
And Virgilio, yeah, Virgilio did a fine job in his role as handler, yes. Although I think he was in trouble with Vladimir because he attempted to make Vladimir do what he had agreed to do before we got on plane to the Dominican. At times, Vladimir didn't want to do that, which is, if you're in that role as the gopher, that puts you between a bit of a rock and a hard place. So, by yesterday, Virgilio had enough. He tried. I will give him that. He gave it a good college try. But I think his boss is a difficult guy to work for. I think his boss has kind of settled into a rather regular pattern of existence, and he does not like having it disrupted.
Yeah. Now, are you happy with what you were able to obtain as far as interviews and footage? And where does this rank on the list of prima donnas you've had to deal with in your career?
Well, prima donna is probably the wrong word, I guess. It's more like he's the king of that town. Like, he's the king of Don Gregorio. And if you were going to go pester the king, it's not like he would jump through hoops for you. So it's not really... But he was not easy. And he seemed to have precious little enthusiasm for it. Now, the story is really good. And I've learned many things since I've been here about this story. And they're all going to show up at the piece. And a nice long chat with Moises Alou yesterday, who's a great guy, one of my favorite people. So that was really good. And we did see, where the house where Vladdy grew up. We spent a lot of time with his brother, Wilton, who is a much more animated character. The guy played for the Dodgers. And he showed us around a lot of the old Guerrero stomping ground, the old neighborhood, which is still full of people named Guerrero. It was a fascinating picture, but especially of a guy who goes back to this little, like, this is a little town and a really poor town. And, when he made all the money, he made, I think, $125 million in his baseball career. And that, $125 million goes a long way in general, but it goes a long way in Don Gregorio.
I bet it does.
Yeah, he's Yeah. So he's kind of the man there. And, you know, he's the lord of not a whole lot, but he's the lord of it.
I forgot about Wilton Guerrero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Wilton Guerrero. There's a reason I know that name. That's right. He was, on his own merit, was he a major leaguer, or were they hoping that something Vladdy-esque was going to emerge?
No, he had a nice little career. He played for the Dodgers, played for the Expos. He wasn't a superstar like Vladdy, but he was you know, kind of a good, solid major league infielder. I'd have to go look it up, but I think he played 7 or 8 years. So, yeah, had a solid career, but a very, very different character than his brother. Yeah, he is... He coaches a lot of kids. He's the guy that coached Vladdy Guerrero Jr. far more than the old man did. He gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning and goes to church. And that's how he starts his day. Goes to church again at night. And in between, coaches kids playing baseball. So they're not exactly birds of a feather, the Guerrero brothers.
How many palatial estates does the senior have around North America / the Caribbean? Or is there just the one?
Well, he's got like a compound, you know, sort of like the Kennedys, you know, he has a compound. So there's the big house that we were in. There's another house up on the hill by the big number on the hill that we were not allowed to go in, but that's apparently what they use that one for parties. And then I think there's a third one. And then I think he has a little pied-à-terre in Long Island, New York, I think. Hmm. I'm not sure why there. I think some of his kids are there. So he has many kids kind of spread around. So I think he occasionally goes to New York.
Are you able to get a feeling, Vladdy Guerrero Jr., is there a love affair and fanfare around him already as the second coming?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement about him down here. There's a real sense in kind of Dominican baseball circles. And, you know, he played winter ball for about a month and a half this year with Escogido, which is the team that Moises Alou runs in Santo Domingo. So a lot of people got to see him play in the Winter League as well. And, there's people are saying the same things about him here that they're saying all over baseball, which is that he's a special, special player. I think there's a lot of uncertainty about where he's going to wind up defensively, whether he can hang at third base or not. But, yeah, as a hitter, everybody says the same stuff, that he's incredibly advanced for his age and that he could probably hit major league pitching right now.
The Jays are in Cleveland. They'll see Edwin, or at least Edwin's club here. Any sort of flashbacks to your visit to the Dominican with the big former Jays slugger?
Well, it's funny. You know, we just drove by La Romana, which is the town he comes from, which is a big sugar town just down the road from Punta where we're flying. And, you know, he did the same thing, right? When he got his contract, he got his money, he went and built a big house across from the little house where he lived, you know, when he was four. And I think it's something, you know, it might surprise kind of some people back home that that's where these guys choose to live, that they go back to these towns, which are often rough towns, you know, with not a lot to offer, and, you know, other than family. But he did exactly the same thing. Now, he's a different character than Vladdy, and he's a much more warm and engaged guy and very friendly. But they kind of did the same thing. Like, his place is not as ostentatious as Vladdy's, but, you know, he also drives around in, you know, he has a Ferrari here. He drives around in La Romana. So, yeah, in a sense, you know, small-town guy who grew up in really rough circumstances, who made it big and then came back, and he gives back to the community. And I think, you know, one thing we kept hearing about Vladdy is that he does spread the wealth around a bit. It's not like he's a bit aloof with us, but he spends a lot of his time 5 minutes from his house on the main drag in Don Gregorio playing dominoes and drinking with his homeboy. So, you know, he's still kind of the guy he always was, I think.
Well, we'll let you get on this plane. We'll let you get your life back in order, and we'll catch up with you next week, and we can talk about, you know, Kent Austin no longer at the controls or whatever happened there. And curious as well, your thoughts on this Ohtani kid who continues to amaze. We've really not seen anything like this in our lifetime. A guy who can throw the ball and apparently hit it as well as he's doing right now.
Yeah, it's been a few lifetimes since anybody saw anything like
that.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah, that's turning into a great story.
You bet. Safe travels, Steve.
Thanks, guys.